Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Sky Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. Across the Puget Sound, all over Washington State, and I think we're even down in Oregon now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. We actually, one of our other sponsors, somebody came out from Ohio, had heard our show, came all the way in because he had a certain thing in his store that they wanted to buy. Nice. I was like, that's the power of podcasting, I guess. On the internet. You never know. Maybe you'll branch out into Wisconsin or something.
We're reaching the world.
Yeah. We got our good friend and sponsor, Dave Martin with State Roofing. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good.
It's good to have you. It's always good to see your face when we're talking. So we've got this is going to be interesting, guys, because I know that you guys have, you know, State's been around forever. And what, 50?
We're at 51 years.
51 years.
Yeah, 1968.
I know it's 50 plus. Yeah, long, long time. You know, but like I said before, guys, and we've talked, if you want to listen to the previous shows with Dave and I on there, you can go up to mynorthwest.com/homematters up there in podcasts. We've talked about your longevity, and I really, that's why you're on here, best of breed. But you guys are expanding into other things. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the longevity aspect. You've actually got an award that I want to bring up, but can you speak to some of the problems that you're seeing out in the contracting industry and why it's good to go with a company like yours that's been around?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on.
No worries.
Appreciate it. We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about everything, but, you know, we're talking about the percentage of, you know, the billions of dollars that are spent in the construction industry in the United States.
What was that number you said off air?
It was like $1 billion spent, and over 45% of that spent on fixing other contractors'
problems.
So you got like a 55% chance of getting it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, like stories here locally, you were talking about, and I don't want you to name names, but like what have you seen out there where there's some of these contractor problems?
Well, eventually, you know, the clients will call us. We've had the same phone number since 1968. Yeah. So, and they call us and they know we're going to do it right. But we come in and we see, you know, decks that are half done, roofs that are half done, and they're asking us to fix it. And the only real fix is
start over.
And that's unfortunate, but clients end up having to do it. So it's always, you know, that point of do it right the first time, and then you don't have to correct it trying to, you know, go in a different route.
And I'm sure you've seen, you know, stuff that's built without permits.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem. And then there's a stop work order by the jurisdiction.
Oh, they get big old red flagged, and then they can't get the contractor back. Then they're trying to get the contractor's bond, and they're ghosts. They're nothing. So we end up having to redo the footings and redo the framing, try to save as much as possible, but 99% of the time you have to start over.
That's why, you know, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is, you know, look, I always have told you guys this. It's a, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go cheap, you're probably going to run into some of these problems if you're talking about the 45% issue. And so, you know, the state does a really good job. You know, they're not the most expensive, but they're not the cheapest. You guys are fairly priced.
Yeah.
But you do good work. You've been around. And, I mean, at 51 years, just roofing alone, if you guys had issues, that would wipe you out from a roofing standpoint. So I know you guys take things systematically and you do it right. So I just wanted to bring that up. So, but I did want to bring up the fact, I didn't know this until, and I'm going to give you their phone number here in the next segment, but these guys made top remodeler in the nation back in 2018 from Qualified Remodeler magazine. And I know that magazine. That's a good trade mag.
Yeah. No, it's
so that's legit, man.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, and that's on the nation, not just in Seattle or the Puget Sound.
Yeah. We only work with from Olympia to Bellingham.
Yeah.
In the Northwest and out in the peninsula, of course.
Yeah.
Greater Puget Sound area. And having that accolade is really great for us because
it's a big deal.
Really in the top 2% of the contractors in the country. Yeah. And
well,
big player.
You know, I had my construction company. We did things the right way, but I never got an award like that. So I'm like, wow, I wasn't in business for 50 years either.
That's a lot of good teamwork.
It's good. That's very good. And you've been, how many years have you been?
I'm on 16 years now.
You've been there a while.
Been long.
The gray in the beard like me now.
Starting wondering, what's going on here?
Yeah, I know. Well,
but you enjoy it.
But that's good, yeah. They're a good team out there. You guys are a family, I can tell.
Yeah, it's a good family-run company.
Yeah. So let's talk about, based on that, and I think that's probably why you guys did it. It's, you know, like, look, we can do roofing, and we're known for roofing. And then we, you know, over the years, you've moved into decking, and now you've moved into, you know, siding and painting and windows. And I'd like to talk, you know, because it's this time of year, you know, summer, fall, people are getting outdoors. These projects like the siding and the painting, and the decking is really good. So let's talk about that today.
Well, it just kind of evolved. I mean, we have 60,000 customers, and when we do our surveys and internal customer surveys, the biggest thing is they wish we could do more. I've had clients want us to do kitchen remodels, but there's only certain things you want to be good at.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we just focus on, the exterior.
Yeah. You're the outdoor envelope, guys.
Yeah, pretty much. We can do it all right and make sure you're all sealed in.
Yeah, which is good. And the big thing about it, the reason why I was talking about this is that they've used you. They trust you guys. You've built a relationship with them. So to come out and do a, you know, painting or decking is just like, it's an extension of that relationship, I would imagine.
Usually if you're doing a deck, sometimes you get into the siding and then siding needs to be replaced. Then if you replace the siding, it needs to be painted. It's just kind of a continual thing that, well, if you want it done right, we can do it that way.
Yeah. Well, let's dive in first, because we'll take these kind of a section at a time, but let's talk about siding to start with.
Yeah.
So let's say, start with some of the things of what can a customer look for that maybe they've got a siding issue. There's a lot of hardy plank used out here and other, you know, old cedar boards.
The siding issues really come down to a lot of people neglect. There are a lot of those old. There's also some LP siding out there still.
Yeah.
That is, you know, if you have fungus growing on your siding, it's not necessarily a good thing.
But what else can look there? Have you seen rippling?
Yeah, I mean, lots of curling, lots of, you know, you'll see mildew, a ton of mildew out there that just gets into the wood. And people just want a new look too.
And what does it do?
The mildew will get into the wood and it starts deteriorating it.
Okay. So it's, can you, because this is something people just need to know kind of as a general 101, there's wet rot and dry rot. What, can you explain the difference between the two?
Well, you're the expert on that.
Okay. Well, I know, the reason why I was bringing it up, the dry rot really is the fungus.
Yeah.
It rots because of the fungal growth. The wet rot is all the water, and it's a big deal. And you know, both of them can devastate something.
Yeah, they start getting in, and once it starts getting in the substructure of the frame, that's really beyond repair. It gets expensive at that point.
Exactly. So what kind of siding materials do you guys have?
You know, we do, depending on what the client wants, it's kind of a custom thing. If they want cedar siding, we can do that, just as long as they know how it lasts. Hardy's a big popular one.
Yeah.
Then we also have access to foam-backed vinyl siding if they're looking for the no maintenance.
Yeah.
So whatever's best going to be for the client, really.
Okay. And I'm going to talk about that because I did see you do all sides. It's a vinyl and steel. It's kind of cool, that material. And we will get into some of the other, the hardy background things in our next segment. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We got T-Bone over there in the house.
How's it going?
It's good and good. Going good. You learned something here?
I am.
Into siding a little bit?
Yeah. It's, all of these are just interesting.
I always say it's like Home Matters you. You get from all these guys, these experts that come in, you get a good education.
You keep saying that, and it's actually an accurate statement. So.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking to Dave Martin from State Roofing. You can check him out at stateroofing.com. I'm sure you've heard their what is it? Roof?
Yeah, come on, T-Bone, you were singing it earlier.
Yeah, they call the man who loved to roof.
Yes, that's right.
State Roofing.
You guys
are the man who loved to roof.
Yeah, there
roof,
you go.
Roof.
Heard that. But if you want to give him a call, you can at 360-939-3533. 360-939-3533. And you guys got a nice friendly staff there that
helps people out. Yeah, we have a lot of friendly people ready to help you out in whatever project you're venturing into. Yeah.
Do you go out on sites now?
Absolutely.
You do? That's cool. Good for you, man.
Yeah, you had to get more.
You're not just sitting there in the office being a manager. You're actually out getting
roll your sleeves. It's the season. You got to roll your sleeves up at least eight months out of the year and go out there. Yeah. I'm heading an appointment right after this.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, let's get back to the siding. You guys can do a whole house, or you can do selective sidewall.
Sure. Okay. I mean, a lot of people, they just, you know, maybe it's just a south side.
Yeah.
Because it's got so beat up or neglected, and they want to pull that off. So we can do it all to the one side, two sides,
okay,
whatever they need. Really, it's individual depending on what the problem is.
Yeah, I got it. Now, so as far as there's different choices, you said cedar, hardy plank, you have the all-side. We're going to talk about that. When someone, maybe it's, you know, it's not cedar to cedar, maybe they want to try something different like a hardy plank or an all-side, how do you, like, educate them on their choices, because it's the same for roofing. You could do composite all the way up to metal, right?
Yeah. I mean, your choices are, there's a lot of sometimes confusing choices out there.
Right.
Because you can have hardy plank, you have pre-painted hardy, then you have vinyl that's a solid color forever.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually try to paint it too. You can actually do some of that. But it really depends on what their price point is, because siding's not the least expensive way to do it.
Yeah.
But you're ranging anywhere on the low end 20 and the high end 40.
Okay.
So somewhere in the house. Yeah. I mean, it's really.
That's for a whole house type?
For a whole house, yeah. Okay. And then you can break it down by sides depending on the product.
Okay.
And it really depends on what their existing siding is and what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So it's really a good consultant come out and take a look.
Okay. And that would be you or one of your sales.
We've got our consultants out there and estimators and running out and. We actually do digital measurements also for the siding.
Okay.
So we have
How do you do that?
It's through a software program. Okay. They have a wall measure.
Okay.
And it gives you exact square feet. So there's no real guesswork.
So it's really accurate. And are you giving them the estimate right there?
Yeah.
On site?
Okay. I'll give them an estimate within an hour, hour and a half. No problem. Depending on how many questions they have. But that's what our guys, we know what we're doing. We've done it. It's nothing we haven't seen before. There's so many issues out there.
Yeah. How do you guys, because there is a little bit, if you just joined us too, this is People with Home Matters. You know, we've talked about NLP, and that's, you know, that was kind of a fiasco.
Yeah.
And then even Hardy Plank is kind of, in some ways, has got kind of a bad name. There's people that are for and against it. So how do you educate or communicate with the customer about the Hardy Plank and really what is causing that bad?
I mean, being in the industry as long as we have in our market, we've done siding for years. Seeing Hardy come into the market and they went with a big 50-year warranty, but then they realized the Northwest is a little bit harsher environment than most.
Yeah.
And so they had to redo their formula. Now they had a HZ10 zone.
Okay.
Where it's for this area.
So they've actually upgraded their material
They made some adjustments to their material because of this market.
Yeah.
And adjustments to their warranty too. So that's one thing we go over, is what you're expecting to get out of the siding that you're replacing and how long you expect
it to last. What is their warranty now? What is it?
It's a 25-year.
25-year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a good warranty. And then you can also get the pre-painted that's 25.
Okay.
And then you have the lifetime vinyls that are foam back. Really depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Okay. Can you speak a little bit to the installation of these products? Because that's important, too, is how it's installed. Usually that's where there's a problem with the contractor.
Yeah, so. And that's usually you want some factory-trained installers. Okay. So because then the manufacturer has their factory-trained installers, you're doing it to the manufacturer's specs to actually maintain your warranty. If you're doing the Hardy, you're putting the metal flashing cards behind all butt joints and keeping the separation for expansion and contraction, concealed fasteners and all that. Same thing with the vinyl and even metal siding.
Okay.
Everyone's factory trained by the manufacturer.
Okay. And the all side stuff you carry, that's the vinyl?
Yeah.
And is that like a pre-coat type thing where you don't need to paint it, or what is
it? Yeah, that vinyl is going to be a solid color. We only use the high end. It comes down to the thicknesses, like an 0.48 thickness, and it's got a lifetime guarantee. They're beautiful once they're up.
And is that guarantee, is it transferable?
Yes.
Homeowner?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How does that now, like cost, how does that compare to like the Hardy Plank?
Well, it's a full finished product, so there's no paint involved in it. So it's going to be a premium of 15% to 20% more.
Okay.
Typically.
Yeah. But it's kind of like metal roof or the EPD. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're stuck with the color, though.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
But really,
a lot of people just don't want the pain in the neck of having to repaint all the time.
That's the thing. That people are looking sometimes for the lowest maintenance.
Yeah.
That might be your best option.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else you want to bring up on siding?
Well, I mean, usually, you know, it can, when you do siding, it kind of leads into, at that point, you should actually address your windows also.
Yeah.
If there's any issues with your windows. We also do that, too.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk in the next round, next time you're on the air, because that'll be a good time to get into the windows.
But it is something that you want to address.
But you want to address. And you actually, with the estimator, the consultants out there, they can kind of take a look at that while they're there.
Yeah, exactly.
And see if there's issues. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is a big deal, because if you don't have... If you got some window failures, and it could lead into wall rot and all this other kind of stuff that can get it.
You just don't want to do a nice siding job and then come back later and have to rip out the windows.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there
you go. Yeah, then you got to modify the siding. Yeah, so it makes sense. Okay, let's get into the next thing because you guys did have that up there. I didn't know you did this, but it makes a lot of sense on outer envelope is painting.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that?
It's something that we started a little over a year ago
from,
once again, clients request, especially because you're doing siding.
Yeah.
If you do a hardy plank siding and they don't do the pre-paint, you turn your client over to, oh, go find a painter.
Yeah.
Where we found that we could do that in-house and take care of it real nice and do a real good job working with Sherwin-Williams paints.
Okay. I was just going to ask the type of paints.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have pretty much give the client their good, better, best of what they expect.
Okay.
And it's working out really well because clients really, especially when we do financing with that too.
Yeah.
But
you do financing with all your products, don't you? And what is the finance, what is it about?
Well, the financing is we can do the zero down, zero interest, zero payments for 12 months, or they can just put it unsecured and they can take those out to a really reasonable monthly payment for fairly large projects.
Okay. And is that over how many years?
You can go anywhere from 10, 12, even in some cases up to 15.
Okay. Good. When we come back, I want to ask Dave a little bit more about some of the painting, and then we'll get into decking as well, because that's another thing this time of year, either, you know, deck rebuild or a brand new deck. Great to have. So with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
Zone Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's. All right, we're back. Me and T-Bone in the house here. We're having a great talk with Dave Martin of State Roofing. These guys have been around forever and ever. Best of breed. You can check them out if you want, stateroofing.com. But what I would do is I'd just give them a call. Whether you have a roof, which is good, this is a good time of year to do it, siding, painting, decking, and windows too.
Yep.
They do it all. What's nice, guys, is what I like what they're doing strategically is they're becoming a one-stop shop where you can just, because it's hard. You know, when you have these projects, you don't do them all the time. It's like, well, who can I go to that I trust as a contractor, right? And that can be. But you guys, you can, and you back all your work.
All the work's under our umbrella.
Got a great crew. I know a lot of guys come in here over the years. They've been with you for a while. You know, just a family. It's family owned still, right?
Still family owned.
Family owned, operated. That's
operated.
Cool. That's really cool. So, they're the guys to come see us. So just give them a call at 360-939-3533. 360-939-3533, and they can come out. Either Dave will come out or one of his consultants or estimators, and they'll take care of you. You got a nice people in the office, too.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is we always want to come out just at least to educate you and figure it out what's going to be best for you. And like you said, we can do the whole envelope of the exterior of the house.
Yeah. No, it's good. And, you know, the other thing, too, I will say is, like I said, you get what you pay for. You guys, I mean, this is something I used to have to educate people all the time is, you know what, if you do good quality work, the work is the work. The cost is the cost. It's not like, oh, arbitrarily you can be home so much cheaper than another contractor because there's material costs and there's labor costs, and they're all about the same. So it's like at the end of the day, it really gets down to who can I trust and who's going to back the work. That's what I think as a contractor.
Yeah.
And you brought up earlier in the show that, 45% is out of redo across the nation.
Yeah.
So you know, this is something you want to get it right the first time and choosing that right contractor like State, where they can handle these different things. For enough, guys, if you're a State customer of one of the 60,000 and you may need something else done in your home, give them a call.
Yeah.
They'll take care of you. Okay, let's go back to the painting. I wanted to ask you, you know, because you're putting on the siding or maybe it's not, they're calling you out for a painting job. Do you do all kinds of, like, roll, spray?
Yeah, we'll spray, back brush, depending on the actual siding that we're painting, is going to be one of the applications how you do, whether we have to scrape or...
Okay. And you do all the prep work and all that stuff?
Yep, all the pressure washing, clean, because it kind of the painting just kind of morphed into, you know, in roofing, you're always touching the siding anyways, and then roof to wall, and same thing with the deck, and then we do siding, it's like... I can't tell you how many over the years, can you do the painting too? And we've just avoided it, but now we've just... At this point, we're looking at it as the best customer service.
Yeah.
And it's really doing well.
That's good. That's very cool. And then, so go back to, so on this one, we talked about kind of a average range for siding. What are you looking at for an average house?
You know, average house, you know, I've seen the painting projects come in as low as, you know, small house, 4,000, and some are 12,000-15,000.
Okay.
You know? And one thing is, you just do it by square foot. I mean, those are big houses.
Yeah.
And that's where we're very accurate in our measurements.
Okay.
So it's because everything's priced by the size.
Okay. Sounds good. And I do want to touch on this too, because I did not bring this up last segment. It just popped back in my head. I want to talk about it is, if you have a particular project in mind, would it be in their best interest to give you a call now? Are you guys backed up?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting in right now, especially at this, you know, in this market, is just getting the queue. Yeah. Just get in the queue, and that way we can get our system going and our critical measure guys, our technicians, and order all everything in line before we start the project.
Okay. And then does the office staff, like, say it's 3 or 4 months out, are they staying in touch with the customer?
Yeah, we do a constant contact with them. Okay. So we'll actually email them when they first, welcome them to the family. This is what you expect next, and he's your personal contacts.
Yeah.
And then keep you updated through the whole process. Because that's the biggest thing clients want to know.
It's, they want to know
if they're going to get it done right. Sometimes they're just going to have to wait, but, we're going to let you know clear expectations of how long it might be.
Okay.
So.
Just join us too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So, actually, I think they should have the Dave bobblehead. They should do that at the very end.
So they can have it. Can't see in radio land, but I'm bald.
I think it'd be great.
Ugly Jay Buhner.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the Mariners do it. I think you guys should do it at State Roofing.
State Roofing bobblehead.
The bobblehead.
As long as we get Pete's first.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. You never know. Maybe I'll be the bobblehead for you guys. All right. Anything else on painting that we want to bring up?
No, I mean, it's just if you do it, you get it done, get it done right. And that's why we use Sherwin-Williams. They have their good, better, and best.
Okay.
And that way you can choose.
And you basically the same kind of thing. You come out, the estimator does the estimate right there on the spot.
Right on the spot. And hand you your color wheel. You can pick your colors and go from there.
Okay, cool. Lots of different choices on color with Sherwin-Williams.
Almost anything.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, cool. Now, let's get over the next thing. Now, one thing just to remind you guys, because we aren't going to talk about it a lot now, but what Dave said is really, really true, which is if you're getting a siding job done, ask them to estimate your windows, because that's the time when you want to replace your windows is when the siding's pulled. It's much less cost and easier way to go.
Yeah, the installation goes a lot smoother.
We'll go into more detail, but I just remember that when you tell them, hey, I want you to look at my windows as well. So, okay. Let's get into decks. Let's start off. You guys have done decks for how many years?
Oh, geez. We've been doing decks for almost 15 years, a little over 15 years now.
Long time.
We're, three full-time crews.
Yeah, we've had your deck expert.
Yeah, Paul's my construction head. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's busy right now.
Yeah, that's why he's not here.
He's not here. Otherwise, he goes, I can't make it.
I know. He's got too much work to do.
Yeah, at that point, some of those decks just require Paul to be one of the guys on site, because you're dealing with sometimes six-figure decks.
Yeah.
And those are fairly large.
Yeah. What do you guys do, if you talk about best practice in decks, let's talk about, footing versus pier and post and some of the ledger board things. What are some things that you really do or a contractor should do on some of the buildings?
Yeah, I mean, I think with our system, I have our estimators, and once you do 100 of something, you can figure out everything per square foot and elevations, and that's what having great team members like Paul. He can go out, once we put it on paper, go out on the site visit depending on the soil condition, whether we do sonotubes or pier blocks, cutting into concrete, having those experts come out and take a look at it.
How does a guy like Paul, when he comes out based on elevation or soil condition, how does he determine that?
Yeah, because he'll determine whether you have to go down to the glacier till if it's on a slope or what have you. That's all what.
So he knows jurisdiction and permit.
Because we have 12 of us estimators running around, and we're not the expert in that.
Yeah.
But we do know Paul's system.
Yeah.
And that's why people actually purchase it, because we have the expertise behind it. And that's where you end up doing 150 to 175 decks a year.
Yeah.
And keeping them busy.
Yeah, that's really cool. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this, because there's some specific things in our climate as far as how you flash the ledger boards, the things you do with the joist structures. I want to ask, and some railing things, what they do, how they tap that in, because there's some structural things that to do it the right way, and I know state does. But I want to educate you guys on it so you know what to look for and what to ask the estimators when state does come out. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right. We are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So, T-Bone.
Yes, sir.
You learning some new stuff here?
I am. Home matters you, all the education, none of the student loans.
We're covering a lot of ground. This one is kind of a potpourri, but it's good. Just enough, guys, you're listening. I just want you to kind of go, maybe I do need to get my deck retrofitted, or I'd like to get a new deck, or, I do need to get my siding done. Obviously, you guys do roofing, so we know about that. Or the painting, or the windows. So it's good. What's nice, what I like that you guys have done is you've kind of, we've been around for a long, long time. Why don't we do some more things for our customers, because they've been asking us, which is good. I'm glad you're you're doing that. And it's, you know, yeah, you're making money, you're making profits, and I get it. You know, stay in business, but it's, you know, it's just that, that relationship that you have that the customers go, I know you guys. I know you do good work. You did nice job on my roof, or you built my deck before, and I'd like to have you, you know, do the painting or the windows.
A majority of our other products do come from our former clients.
Yeah.
It's just because it's a nice fit. You know, it's, they know we did such a great job with the roof. Yeah. We're still standing behind the warranty. If there's any issues, we're always there. Yeah. So that's why it's a natural, you know, natural for
us. Do you guys have and I know that, you know, things come up. It just does. But you said stand behind your work. Do you guys have a crew that comes out and fixes things if they're
absolutely
okay. So you're responsive.
With that many roofs under warranty, we have a service crew.
Okay.
That will come out, respond to it, and fix it.
Yeah. So it's not months and months, you're getting after it
pretty quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
And it's gotta be kind of comforting to have a company that's been around this long. So you know that when they say, yeah, we'll cover you, they're gonna be there to cover you.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing too, Trevor, it's a good point you bring up, because man oh man, have we been through, you know, 50 years, recessions, all kinds of stuff, and you guys have made it through the whole shooting match.
Yeah, I kind of always laugh. I think we've made the most mistakes of anyone. We just correct them and don't do it again.
Don't do that again. Yeah, and it wasn't so bad that it submarined you, so that was good. So, but you know, that's, I mean, if you think about it, Dave, that's 51 years of learning.
Yeah.
Which is,
and not repeating the same mistakes.
Not repeating this. It's like, okay, I know what to do there. Because it's a systematic way to do these things.
Yeah.
And you guys have got it down, which is great. All right. So let's go back to decking. So let's start with a footing. You talked about grade, soil condition. These are driven by jurisdictions, right? For permits.
Yeah. Each city is going to be different too. And then, so, I mean, we work in, well, there's a whole bulletin board of every city license from here to Olympia to Bellingham.
Yeah.
But yeah, so each one's a little different, and each soil, it depends on the slope of where they're at. It's a simple backyard one and flat. Those are really cake. Sometimes you have to do pin piles and
what's a pin pile?
They just go back in and they pile drive it into the ground.
Okay.
You get a special guy doing that.
Yeah.
But that all, you know, that's all we can do those, but those, you know, we'll have to get some experts in and take a look at that depending what's happening to your deck, you know? Yeah.
And then you guys are, so whether it's footing or pure block, one of the things I also wanted to let you guys know is, and this is a common issue, and I've seen contractors do this, which blows me away, is the post that's hooked up to that needs to be elevated off the ground, even off the cement. And can you talk to why
that is? No wood touching the ground. That's a common, but you always see them. They just put the posts there.
Yeah.
Right in the cement.
Causes rot and all that stuff.
It's just moisture. It's just going to,
because the reason why is, you know, the other thing too is, if you're thinking about that, right, the cement is porous. It's collecting moisture.
Yeah.
And now it's going right up into the
post. It just goes right up there and rots.
So you guys use like a Simpson?
It's going to be elevated off and it's going to be strapped in and fully up to code and beyond.
Now let's talk going up. So we got post and then we're going up to joists. And so, when you're installing joists, do you have a particular methodology you use, and do you sometimes use joist tape and sometimes not? Or how
it all depends on, first of all, I mean, everything we do, we kind of build a la carte with our guys out in the field. So sometimes clients just go, you know what, let's just stop at the framing, and I'll take care of it all.
Okay.
All right, we can do that, or, you know, or just in that, and the client can do that. But that's, you have to be fairly educated client.
How do you communicate though? Because, you know, some decks, I mean, cake is like flat, but then you got all these elevations and steps and different things that people want.
Yeah.
Does Paul take care of all that with
the design
drawings?
Yeah. So in our simple first initial visit where we get your pricing and decide what you want to do, we just do a nice little drawing for you and get the square feet right. Okay. That's not the rocket science part.
Yeah.
We turn that in, and then Paul will come back with an actual scale drawing where he'll actually lay out the layout of the boards where they're not staggered.
Has he gone to CAD now, or is
we do have a CAD designer.
Okay. So you guys, you got high tech then. That's
we got a little high tech.
I remember Paul last time, he said, I draw it all out.
No,
cool. That's cool.
We've gone to getting that taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
So
as you're coming in though to get an estimate, and to kind of price this out, do you have like a down payment that they make, and then you go into the drawings and the
permits? It depends on how complicated. I'd say 90% of the decks we can do it right there that night and give you an idea of what it is. And
so Paul can sit there and draw it out there. And
but then there's the complicated ones when, you know, you get real fancy with it.
Yeah.
And we can do that too. It just may take a couple of times to come out and take a look at it, because we want to do it right.
Yeah.
And price it right, especially when you get in that large
Yeah.
Large ticket items.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then what do you guys do, like, another big thing that, and again, this is either bad contractor practices or older. We used to, you know, back in the day in the 70s and things, all the codes were different.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were nailing in ledger boards. It wasn't required. So what do you guys do, like, for ledger boards that hook into the house or the deck attaches?
Yeah, and we're, you know, each jurisdiction is a little different, but we're gonna lag bolt it in and make sure it doesn't come out from the house.
Okay.
So.
Okay, and then flash all that off.
All the flashing.
Get the water behind
If you don't do it right, you're gonna call us back.
Yep.
And, you know, if it rots 5 years from now, you're still gonna call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't want that to happen. And we want it to be safe, too. That's our biggest thing.
Yeah, let's talk about, before we get into decking a little bit, let's talk about the railing structures. So one of the things, and I know Paul said this last time, which is a big thing, you guys, you want to make sure that when you're doing your railing, especially if it's like a wood post that you're using a carriage bolt through, can you talk about why that
is? Yeah, you don't want it on the outside because you want to have it for that tension.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, if you have 25 people on the deck and they're leaning on the rail,
yeah,
you certainly don't want that to give away.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very, very important. It's one of the things, lag bolts will not work there because, guys, those things, with the heat and the cold, they actually can work their way back out.
Yeah.
That's why you get the loose.
And the inside mount, too.
Yeah. And then let's talk about, and I guess you can do railing, you can do glass, you can do all that stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aluminum pickets, glass.
Yeah, your rails, you know, you can go three times the cost if you want to go have fun and go crazy.
Yeah.
But then again, if you have that view, you don't want to obstruct it.
Yeah. What do you guys offer for decking then?
Oh, we do a TimberTech mainly. Okay. We do TimberTech and AZAC. They've been some great partners with us for the last 10 years.
Yeah. It's good for the
wet. No maintenance. Yeah. It's really
no
nice.
Painting. No
painting. Yeah. And the service has been bar none from TimberTech.
Okay. Well, Dave, as always, we covered a lot of ground, a lot of outside projects that you guys can help. Give these guys a call, and I would do it now to get in their queue so you can get it done sometime in the next, 3 to 4 months?
Yeah, absolutely.
Call them at 360-939-3533, 360-939-3533. Roofing, siding, painting, windows, and decking.
That's right.
Maybe more in the future.
And good smiles. And
and great customer service. Good family.
And award-winning.
Yes, and award-winning. Nationally award-winning.
Thank you, T-Bone.
So, good stuff. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is this is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.